Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we're looking at something most agency principals put off until they can't any longer. The article is called Succession Planning, Training Your Next Licensee in Charge.
And if you run an agency in NSW, this is genuinely one of those read it now situations.
Let's start with the uncomfortable picture. Your licensee in charge hands in their notice. Maybe they've been headhunted. Maybe they're retiring. Maybe life has just changed.
Any of those things happen.
They do. And if that person is the only diploma-qualified LIC in the office, you don't have a few months to sort it out. You have a problem the same day.
That phrase lands hard, the same day.
Because the LIC role in NSW isn't just a senior title, it's structural. The licensee in charge carries the senior compliance responsibility for the whole office. Without someone in that role, you're looking at whether the office can actually keep operating.
So we're not talking about a staffing gap. We're talking about something that goes right to the heart of the agency's ability to trade.
That's exactly it. And you can't fill it quickly from outside. The Class 1 license is the top of the NSW ladder, underpinned by a diploma that takes real time to complete.
How much time are we talking?
The article puts it at around 6 to 12 months. So if you're starting from scratch the day your LIC resigns, you're months behind before you've even begun, and the office is exposed for the entire gap.
That's a difficult spot to manage from.
The solution the article puts forward is building the qualification into your team before the need arrives. You develop a second person to diploma level so that if your current LIC steps back for any reason, there's someone ready to step up, rather than scrambling to start a long qualification under pressure.
And the article is clear this isn't about doubting your current LIC.
Right. It's insurance you hope not to use and are very glad to have the day you need it. It also means your current LIC can take leave or get sick without being the sole point of failure for the whole agency. You're building real resilience into the structure.
So what is the actual qualification involved?
It's the CPP 51122 Diploma of Property, 12 units, and it's the senior step above the Class 2 agent license. Archer delivers it online and self-paced, which suits someone who's still doing their current job while they develop into the role.
So you're not pulling someone out of the field for months. They work through it alongside everything else they're doing.
That's it. And the process has two distinct steps. Archer, as the RTO, issues the nationally recognized qualification. Then the candidate applies to NSW Fair Trading for the Class 1 license itself. Diploma first, license application second. The article also makes the point of confirming current requirements directly with NSW Fair Trading, since they set what the role demands.
Who should a principal be looking at for this? Is there a profile?
The article points to someone already operating at Class 2 agent level, with experience, judgment, and the genuine ambition to carry a senior compliance role. The suggested test is to look for the person others already turn to, who takes the role seriously and wants to step up.
Most principals probably already have that person in mind when they hear that description.
Probably. And on timing, the advice is to start earlier than feels necessary. With a 6 to 12 month lead time on the diploma, waiting until your current LIC is already on the way out means the timing is already working against you.
The article also ties this into the wider training picture for the agency.
Yes. Alongside onboarding new starters and keeping everyone CPD current, the LIC pipeline is just another line on the training plan with its own longer lead time. Archer's agency training handles the rest of the team as well, with progress tracking and a dedicated account manager.
So it's not sitting separately from everything else. It just becomes part of the same plan you're already running.
Exactly. One relationship, one view across the whole team.
So the one thing to take away from this?
If your office has exactly one licensee in charge right now, your succession plan is overdue. Pick the person, start the diploma, and give yourself the margin you'll be grateful for later. The full article has links to the NSW Class 1 Licensee in Charge course and the CPP 51122 Diploma Overview.
You can read the whole article on the Archer Institute blog. And if you want help working out the right path for your candidate, the team is there to talk it through.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized, online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. You can call them on 1-800-069-273.
Thanks for listening.